And it's Wednesday. It's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from Strand Urgent Care in South Strand in Turnus. Every week, we talk with Dr. Adler, or today, Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift, about various health concerns. And today, we're going to be talking about something that Dr. Vandegrift says he's seeing quite frequently, and that is allergies. And we want to talk a little bit about allergy testing and the big difference it can make in your life. Good morning, Dr. Vandegrift.
Good morning.
Sometimes I think people don't take this quite seriously enough. You know, I know in the springtime when the spring allergies come up, and I complain about them, and a lot of other people complain about them. But for many people, it is a year-round problem, whether it be food allergies or other things in our environment. I want to talk a little bit about where these allergies come from, and then we'll talk about the testing. But these environmental factors, you know, we all know pollen and the tree pollen and all that kind of stuff. What are some of the other things that people may not be as aware of that are affecting us that you're seeing in your practice?
Well, you know, allergies can occur from everything from your pet to your grasses and trees and molds, and oftentimes there's food allergens that can cause reactions. And particularly this time of year, I have a lot of people coming in with rashes. People are coming in with what looks like bug bites, and are these infected, or are they reactions to the bite? And then there's the less common would be vague symptoms like nausea and dizziness, and sometimes we can have these somatic symptoms related to allergens, and you have all these tests done and x-rays and labs, and oftentimes they all come back negative, but yet patients talking about how horrible they feel. And sometimes we'll say, well, maybe you have an allergy, and we can do allergy testing to see if there's something that we're not thinking about.
Yeah, I think folks think allergies, first thing they think of is, you know, nasal problems or a rash or an itch or something like that. But it can manifest itself in a lot of other ways. Let's talk about the testing process itself. It is something that you do in the office at Strand Urgent Care. And I don't know how people walk in and say, hey, I'd like to get the allergy test done. Maybe they don't know much about it. Maybe they're afraid of what it involves, how long it takes, how much money it may cost, if it's been covered by insurance or not. A lot of these problems, after you just mentioned, spending all this money trying to find something else, an allergy test right up front could be the answer.
Yeah, there's we have a company that does allergy testing for us in our office, and basically, you know, if you're coming in with the traditional allergy symptoms of the runny nose and sneezing and watery eyes, we're going to try medications. We're going to do some nasal sprays. We're going to do pills. We're going to try two or three different things. And if that still doesn't seem to control your symptoms, at that point, we'd probably recommend doing some allergy testing. Or in the other cases where it's not clear-cut what may be causing your symptoms, and we've looked at other areas and can't find anything that jumps out, we may decide, you know, let's see if this rash that's not responding to medications is related to an allergen. And so company would do this test, and it's, the way I understand it, it's not a needle test. It uses a liquid drop that creates a skin reaction if you are allergic to that. And it's kind of neat because it'll test for your usual danders from pets and your grasses and your weeds and your molds and those things, but it also will test for about 40 different food allergens, which oftentimes insurances don't pay for the blood test for food allergies. Uh-huh. And so these tests have several food allergens that they can test for, and you know it cost varies from what coverage is based on your insurance, and oftentimes you may have a high deductible plan that so nothing's covered. But the company that we work with closely is going to work with the patient to determine what their out-of-pocket expenses might be. So that's the only disadvantage, is we don't really know up front what your insurance is going to cover until they can process it and run it through their system and see, you know, do you have a deductible? What is your deductible? What might your out-of-pocket expense be? And I always encourage patients to find that out before they actually agree to do the test. And that's something that the company can help give them an idea. This is what it might cost you.
Let's talk. That was my next question, is that what exactly is the allergy test? I've not heard of this. I'd heard that you know, you get the little needle pricks and they look for a reaction on your skin. What is this? What, drop of some kind of fluid? That sounds fairly new.
Yeah, it's another way of testing. You know, the old Tyne test, where they take this little needle and they stick it into the skin, and it introduces the allergen, and then your body reacts. And this is just a new way of doing it, where you can have the testing done without all the little needle pricks, which are uncomfortable. They're not necessarily painful, but they're uncomfortable.
I understand. Is this something that you can just walk in and do and request, or do you need to set up an appointment for this?
Well, I mean, you can certainly walk in to be seen in the urgent care side of our practices if you're having issues, because we'll determine, based on your history, what medications you're using, if you are a good candidate for allergy testing. And oftentimes you haven't tried all of the things that you need to try. And so we encourage medication management first. And if those aren't working, that's when we would say, well, maybe it's time to get the allergy testing done. Because once you have the allergy testing done, if you have these positive allergen, then you're committing yourself to a couple of years of allergy shots. And that starts out once a week to build up that. Over time, you can get to where you come in only once a month. But initially, you have to come in every week and get that shot.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. How long does it take to get the results? Are they same day, or you got to wait for a lab report, or what?
Well, what usually happens is they'll do the testing, the company will produce a report, send it to us, and then we will have you follow up with us to go over the test results and determine if you are a candidate. You know, I kind of look at it on a patient-by-patient basis. Just because you have three or four positive allergen tests doesn't mean that I'm going to commit you to shots for the next 2 or 3 years. But if you have 15 or 20, then you're obviously going to benefit more from the allergy shots.
All right. Well, folks, you might want to take advantage of this opportunity, particularly if you think you may be dealing with food allergies, and previously your insurance coverage plans may not have included that testing. Now with this new test, maybe they will. There's a big bonus for you. And remember, talk to your healthcare provider about these tests. They can make a big difference in your life if you're dealing with allergies. And then, as Dr. Vandegrift noted, sometimes it's not necessarily what you would think of as an allergy that is affecting you, but it could be simply changed and repaired by these allergy tests. And if you'd like to get one done at the Strand Urgent Care location on it's on International Drive in Myrtle Beach in the Carolina Forest area, and they are open 7 days a week providing urgent care. You can call them 843-945-3030, 945-3030. And a reminder that these shows are now available in podcast form at the South Strand Internist website, southstrandinternist.com. Dr. Vandegrift, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
More music is coming up next.